The Handsomest Man in Cuba, an escapade by Lynette Jiang.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Opening announcement. This book was published in 2003 by Bantam, Sydney. It was recorded for the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind in 2005. Narrated by Maggie Maxwell and produced by Helen Marnie.
Please note, this book contains strong language.
Indexing. Cassette copies of this book are tone indexed at each heading, as indicated in the contents list. DAISY versions have two levels. The introductory material, chapters, and closing announcement are on level 1. The subheadings are on level 2. Book notes. Big Fat Cigars. Tropicana Dancing Girls, Mojitos, Hemingway, A Guy Named Fidel. This is not a book about the Cuba you already know. The Handsomest Man in Cuba is an intensely personal, on-the-road tale of what it is like to eat, drink and be cautiously merry among ordinary and not-so-ordinary Cubans, told by a lone traveller who can take almost everything that's flung at her, and just about everything is. From pedalling across the country on a small folding bicycle, voyaging to Trinidad with the world's worst sailor, fighting off feet-eating mosquitoes and males with mucho calor, loosely translated as a lot of hotter testosterone, to adapting to a country that hits the pause button for precisely 1 hour every day for a syrupy soap opera, Lynette Jiang unveils a wild and crazy land that embraces life, a little food, a lot of love, one huge family, and her. La China, as the Cubans call her, discovers a people who earn as little as 10...